Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy bringing us back, the Wilson Sisters, otherwise known as Hart. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based. GotWords.com, Jeff, is that right?
That's one of them.
One of them. ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
GoDaddy loves me.
Hey, Jeff, I was so mad at you the other day. I wrote a letter, and I scorched you. I smoked you like a sausage. I went after you with everything I had. I was so mad at you, and I almost hit send, and I realized that I wasn't really that mad at you. And boy, that was so close. I almost hit send.
There you go.
And I'm glad I didn't.
Got to tell you. Well, that brings up a point of conversation here. I got to tell you.
I wasn't really mad at him, folks.
He was just setting me up, folks.
That's a setup.
You know what? In fact, I was going to send you an email today,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to send you something that you had asked for in our conversation before the show. And I said, I think I sent that already. Let me take a look, see. And you were looking for it, and I was looking mm-hmm. for it, and I found it, and I was going to click forward and clutter your inbox further.
Mm-hmm.
And I clicked, and I hit send. And then all of a sudden, you say, oh, wait, here it is. And I went up to the top, and I used Gmail. So anyone who uses Gmail may know about this, and if you don't, it's a great little piece to have, and we'll have other tips on it as well. But I clicked undo. And Gmail has this function. It gives you about 15 seconds.
That is cool as the other side of the pillow.
To change your mind, because as much as we say, yep, done, send, you might scan the email one last time as it's sending and say, oop, typo. And if it's a prospect letter, Lord knows you don't want a typo there, and certainly in good form. Or it could be in the heat of the moment, and I always apply the 24 hour rule from my kids, sports days, youth hockey days, where you got a problem with the coach, give it 24 hours, cool down, and then go talk to him. And so same thing with a letter, a nasty gram mm-hmm. you may want to send to somebody, or something that somebody asked for, you think you already sent, you did already send, and they find it.
Or texting. When you're texting, sometimes the send button gets awfully close to the back button.
Yep.
I've done that before. But no, seriously, that's a cool feature. So what I do to protect myself in those cases is if I've got a letter, if I'm having one of those prayer meetings I talked about earlier,
uh-huh.
and I'm doing it on an email where hauling somebody up short.
Right.
I will just open up an email and write it out without putting anybody's address in it.
That's cool.
Because as long as there's no address up there, it ain't going anywhere.
Right. Absolutely.
Or I've probably said this before. Sometimes I'll get it off my chest, and I'll send it to myself.
Right. Right.
And then I'll look at it the next day if I have time.
Give it some time. Give
and
it that 24 hours.
It's amazing hour. What the pillow will do to your perspective on things, and then probably 8 out of 10. Heated emails I only send two of them, maybe.
Yeah. You know what? A couple things to keep in mind. I think, first off, if anyone who uses Gmail, and we've spoken about it many times, I swear by the service, by it, because it's truly functional. It has a lot of plugins you can use that are very helpful. But also that...
Except that Google knows everything you're doing.
Yeah, you know what? They already do. So
I don't like that part.
Anything you do, whether it's them, the NSA, the Russians, they all know what I'm doing. So between sort of writing an email and not putting anyone in the two line, especially because I know you work on a docking station, laptop
right.
that
yep.
plugs into
yep.
to a screen and into your network. A lot of times it's very easy to accidentally with your thumb, whatever, to click the mouse pad and say
mm-hmm.
send where you didn't intend to say send,
right.
So not putting someone in the two line until you're, double dog ready to send
that's
that
right.
email.
Yep.
Or just to give it that old 24-hour rule. Just give it time to sort of percolate. You might want to tone down the language. You might want to pull it back. You might want to say,
You know what I do? You know what happens to the other eight that I don't send? Six of those eight, I pick up the phone.
Yeah. Exactly.
And young people, folks out there who don't have as much gray hair as I do and as Jeff does, he just dyes his. Just if you pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
It's if you've got something, if you're concerned about, say, if this a dose of medicine goes down a lot easier with people with a voice than it does with some kind of images on a screen.
Absolutely, and even if your tone is completely spot on in the email, and hopefully not a text, but the message you send to somebody, even if your tone is spot on, it comes across so much better just in a voice call.
I did this happened to me yesterday. I wrote a letter. I wrote an email. I mean, I was upset about it, something. And I wrote the letter and an email. I didn't send it. I picked up the phone. I got a conference call, and we got it worked out. And nobody, and I was able to do it without hurting anybody's feelings.
Yep. Doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. So, you know, a couple of tips. Just, you know, we forget about email etiquette. You know, it's sort of like one of those flow charts, you know. Must communicate with client. Then it comes down to can send email? Yes, no. You know, no, then make a phone call. Yes, then, you know, can it wait or should it wait? You know, if yes, you know, then, you know, give it some time to cool or don't put a name in the subject, in the to line, you know, or, you know, if you have Gmail, get ready to exercise that undo button just to give it one more once over.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job.
Always
as
a pleasure, Jim. I appreciate
you
having me.
Come back soon.
Will do.
Jeffrey Zabarlis, YamagotWords.com. If you need somebody, if you need a wordsmith, he's the best, simply the best. Quick break, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.